wonder if we've got a...
Let's start it up. Little Ramones from WFAK. Oh, I walked on it.
It doesn't sound very like Sister Mead, does it? But what do you know?
You probably can't hear that because I played it on the wrong thing. Well, actually, could you hear that?
Yeah, I could hear that easily. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. All right, hello everybody. Another rocky audio start from the most unprofessional broadcast in the world that's trying to be a professional one. It's Thursday, January the 23rd, 2025. It's a Fakeologist show. This is the Conspiratainment show. We just talk about things in the world today with a hint of fakery. And even though we're not getting anywhere, we're not making any progress, not enough at least for johnlebon.com, we're doing our best. We're having fun. We like talking about this stuff. You guys like talking about it. I don't have any great revelations to make tonight, but we like to get together, and we have a pretty strong group of people that show up here, mainly on the YouTube channel, to discuss media fakery, news of the day, vaccines, viruses, injuries, Donald Trump. I mean, where else can you come and be among people that know that nuclear power is probably fake and all kinds of other things are not as it seems? Well, you can come to
fake. And to paraphrase Robbie Williams, I'm eating all I can to be a fatter man.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. What does don't go chasing waterfalls, stick to the rivers and lakes you're used to mean? I don't know.
I don't know. But we enjoy coming around here and talking. And I know we're not making a lot of progress. We're not waking everybody up. But damn it, we have fun here. And it's only for an hour every night or most nights. And we're just here to make everyone feel better about their belief systems. It's like a church, I guess. The church of psychology.
Now, I want to start with what I spoke to you about. Here is...
Are you going to share a screen?
Well, like, if you could play that, the start of that video. It's about the end of the world in population.
Okay. Well, I just look at evidence around me, Frank. It seems like people...
Well, I tried to get...
Okay, I like the good audio. That's good.
This is a Norwegian. So the other thing is, you know, with Unreal coming back, Norway's all over the place at the moment in my world. So,
oh, don't forget, he lives in France. He moved to the south of France.
Okay, but I'm just letting you know that every time I move my head, Norway is there, and because of
because you've been talking about Norway.
Maybe I'm just a little bit surprised, but anyway, let's move on. It's just a little
okay. This aside. Is the hidden truth about our collapsing birth rates. Mads Larsen, and this is the Chris Williamson channel. I don't know this person, but he's got 3.27 million subscribers. So I will say he's authorized by YouTube.
I would say he's authorized.
At my country of Norway to start taking the fertility crisis seriously. And as we've seen in many nations, people are unwilling to do that. And that have motivated some attacks along that way.
How okay, stop it there. Start?
Stop it there.
Oh, this guy has rugged good looks. Am I right?
Are you implying that we don't? I'm guessing he doesn't follow the rule. I'm eating all I can to be a fatter man.
This is why I can't go on video, because there are guys that look like this.
So here is my conundrum. We, as you know, because of the jab, etc., I have been following.
Call it the vaccine.
We can call it whatever you want to call
Gookie
it.
Gookie says this is the Frankologist cast. Franco cast. Ooh, I like that.
I don't want to call it a vax because it's not a vax.
I'm gonna there's well okay it's what they I'm gonna call this the Frankologist cast. That's a great title, Frankologist cast. Okay, we just renamed the show. What does a Frankologist look like, by the way? I'm gonna use Venice.
He's got a very long beard for sure.
What is a let's see what Venice.ai says. Frankologist from Australia, from Geelong, Australia. Okay, I'm gonna see what the
bot. You're gonna get it to draw a picture, right?
Let's see what the AI bot comes up. What is it gonna make? That's you.
Wow.
That's a Frankologist.
I tell you what, that would pass for me in
Does that look like Geelong, Australia?
It does look a bit like Geelong, yeah.
That's what a Frankologist is.
And if that guy had a beard, and well, that was probably exactly what I looked like at that age.
Okay, well, you know,
I reckon I could find a picture of me in a board report.
Do you accept like this image as a reasonable likeness of yourself?
Well, let's look at all the things. It's got the open neck blue shirt because the neck is too thick.
Yeah.
From not having enough iodine. He's got a wheat belly.
A wheat belly? Wheat belly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
He's got the gray hair at the on the sides and the jacket, obviously, because of the wheat belly, the jacket doesn't quite fit. When I was traveling the world selling salt, that is exactly how I looked.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry to distract. That's just, I'm not going to try a million different bots, so we'll use that for today's.
That's excellent. But that's the time warp me. Frank. So the question I have got to ask of everybody, as you know, I have been following statistics for Victoria, very accurate statistics, yeah. I think. And what they've shown is that the rate of death has increased from 40,000 deaths per year to 46,000 deaths per year in Victoria. So that's, you know, alarming, I would have thought, is for me anyway. Mm-hmm. But what is interesting is that the birth rate has climbed, not hugely, but it's climbed. And it's now 82,000 live births per year in Victoria, which is 35,000 more than the number of deaths. And apparently our rate of births is in collapse.
Oh, yeah, we got to get back to the video, sorry.
1.5. Well, before you go, they're saying everything's in collapse. Now, my question to the audience is, can someone tell me how can our population be in collapse if the number of births is 60% higher than the number of deaths?
Uh-huh.
And I think this is a potential subject of fakeology, because there seems to be another area where we're being alarmed about something there appears to be no reason to be alarmed about.
Okay. So that's the fakeologist angle. Okay.
What do you think of that logic? If the number of people that die each year is significantly less than the number of people that are born each year in a particular state, then how can our rate of birth be a problem?
Okay, so we're just, okay, I agree. So should we listen to more? Or?
Yeah, let's listen to some more about the alarmist
stuff. It started with an article that me and Leif Kinnear, a professional evolutionary psychology, wrote earlier this year, where we conceptualized and theorized the concept of involuntary single women, insings. And then I did some interviews about that, and people weren't happy. They felt that talking about involuntary single women was misogynistic, and they didn't want to connect that to declining fertility.
What's the line between talking about involuntarily single women and misogyny?
Well, one of the main drivers of low fertility is that people is having too hard of a time to find partners. So women either do not find a partner with whom they can have children, or they find one too late so that the reproductive window is shortened. So this means that women aren't having the children they would like to have. In Norway, women would like to have 2.4 children, and they're having 1.4. So a dysfunctional dating market is an important contributor to this fertility crisis.
Okay, and how's that misogynistic?
That is a bit of a puzzle.
That is almost... almost CGI like looking nostrils. Very disturbing.
That's an interesting comment.
No, it's just the way he put his head back. This is why there's no need for video, man. This is always, it's so distracting to me. Well.
The idea is, according to some people that I listen to, that they say that if you want to have a successful podcast, you
have
to
I don't believe it. Oh, okay. But, do they have an issue?
Okay, but I think I want to know.
I want to know
if the Victorian, the population of Victoria,
okay,
with a you know, the birth rate is, we're now told, is 1.52, which is this, you know, terribly low number, much, much lower than the, you know, the expected rate of whatever it is. Why is our population increasing?
Okay.
But just on the birth rate, no, ignoring the massive immigration that's coming in.
Okay.
So essentially what I'm saying is this is a potential hoax. This idea about population decline is not being borne out by the figures. Am I being too simplistic? If so, why?
Okay. To estimate the population of Victoria, Australia without immigration, we need to consider the natural increase in population, which is the difference between the number of births and deaths. Excuse me. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, ABS, in 2020, the total population of Victoria was approximately 6.7 million people. Let's look at the average annual natural increase in Victoria from 2015 to 2020. Annual births, 76. Annual deaths, 43. So it says it goes up, back in those days, an average of, ding, 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 33,000.
Well, I got 35 now.
All right. So it's saying without immigration, it still will be going up.
Yeah.
This is back in 2015 to 2020. So there you go. This is interesting.
So now I just want to say to you that I have been, the reason this really struck me is because I've been going, thinking about this, what's going wrong with all these people not having children, oh, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, making it sort of, turning my mind into, and now I've realized, what am we worried about? There is no problem, is there?
Well, where I live in Ontario,
going up, yeah,
it says it's only, the difference is only 29,000.
It's still going up.
Yeah.
So there you go. 2 out of 2, the population is going up.
Repeat for Tennessee. That's a good Christian state.
So what I'm going to suggest to you is this another case where we're being blinded by statistics?
Tennessee is only going up 20,000 a year.
It's still going up.
I know. Entire USA. What about the entire USA? So their natural increase is 1.19. 1 point COVID-19. There we go. Okay. All these magic numbers all the time. So you're saying the population implosion is not real?
I'm just using these simple things to make.
Yeah. If we're just using the numbers.
If births are greater than deaths, how can there be a problem?
Instead of just assuming, we have to ask these questions.
And so virtual reality witnesses are saying, why would we trust any government statistics? And I guess all I'm really saying is, this whole thing that I've been concerned about, you know, oh, the population's declining, we've got to fix the problems between men and women. We don't, there isn't a problem as far as I can see.
Ireland's going up too.
Well, there you go. And that's just, okay, so we can extrapolate. And it's certainly going up in Africa.
UK is going up. What else? Repeat for Russia. Russia, we were always told, is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Russia is going down, according to this.
And Japan is going down.
Russia's going down 200,000 a year. Repeat for Japan. And I bet you China's going down, too. China, or oh, okay.
What's happening in China?
Japan's going down 300 grand a year. They say
300,000. Yeah, that's right. It's really
Japan. They say annual
Japan
death
is falling off a tree.
1.33 million. Let's see, yeah. China. Oh, China is still going up. Wait.
Okay.
Well, this is that. Wait, I think we have all. No, okay, yeah.
And I certainly don't think there's a lot of immigration to China.
Okay, so they're still increasing in China, although it's going down. Okay. And how about repeat? Let's just type in Africa. Well, just as the entire continent. Africa is going up 26 million a year. Woo-wee.
Okay. All right. So the end of mankind is greatly exaggerated is really what I'm trying to point out.
Okay, that's a good one. We better talk about Trump soon, otherwise we're going to lose our entire audience.
Oh, come on. That was more interesting.
That was pretty
good. While we're talking, let's move to Trump quickly because Calcified Lies, who I, as you know, think is...
You like him?
Yeah, like who I think is Marcus Allen, but we all...
There's no chance it's Marcus Allen.
And the reason I say it's Marcus Allen is because he uses these long pauses.
Okay, there's no way it's Marcus. I like
And the
Marcus.
Other thing that happened, hang on, the other thing that happened is one of my Marcus Allen channels suddenly became that. I'm just telling you what happened. You know, I didn't even know who Calcified Lies was, and all of a sudden it was on my feed.
Kate Emma, I'm getting the info from Venice.ai, and where are they getting the info? They don't show their sources like some of the other bots.
But I can show my sources, Kate Emma. I can give you the link to the Victorian stats so I can place those in for Victorian registered births and also for the death numbers for Victoria.
Okay, so look. This is very good. This thing remembered all my searches. So here we go. The sources are the ABS in Canada, Statistics Canada. In the United States, United States Census Bureau, Ireland, the CSO, the UK, the ONS, in Russia, Rosstat. Oh, okay, there's the sources there. They're all there.
Yeah, that's great.
That's pretty good. Like I said, I use bots. I don't waste my time with search engines anymore. I'll let the bots do all the work. And I wanted to tell you guys that are on YouTube that refuse to go over to FakoTube. Could you make sure you subscribe to your YouTube channel that you're on now? Please subscribe to this YouTube channel and also shortfake.com/YouTube2 and /YouTube3. Can you all go and subscribe to those YouTube channels? Now, the Fakeologist main YouTube channel, Fakeologist version 3, we're almost at 1,000, and we need 1,000 subscribers. I can't remember what that does for us. I think we can take super chats. I think.
Whoa.
But I'm not positive. Let me just type this in while we're here. We'll go to shortfake.com/YouTube. And we should get the YouTube channel. So here we are live.
Remember what that does for us.
Okay, here we are live. And I'm going to pin, if you guys want to make a super chat tonight, I'm going to pin this message. I should just do this all the time. Fakeologist.com/donate. I think I can pin this message. Oops, wrong guy. Okay, I've got to switch my account here to, all right, I'll do that later. But anyway, if you could all subscribe to Fakeologist 3, actually Fakeologist 1, what am I talking? I'm mixed up. Okay, Fakeologist 3 only has 551 subscribers. We need to get that to 1,000. It was my other channel that is higher. Okay, we need to get this one higher. So everyone help me out there. Okay, what's next, Frank?
Right. Well, we're talking about Calcified Lies, and he has openly expressed the same view I have expressed on here, is that I think Donald Trump is being set up as the new Adolf Hitler. And basically every freedom that he introduces now,
he'll take away,
will be swept away, and we'll all be told how all of that free speech, all of that, you know, vaccine protesting, all of that stuff is so appalling that you can never have it again.
Well, I just watched his news conference. What is it, last night? He does a news conference every 5 minutes, it seems, so it's hard to keep track.
Mm-hmm.
But I just watched that with Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle, which mm-hmm. is the database management corporation, which is behind many of the so-called AI companies, and it might be behind Twitter. I think Oracle has a lot to do with Twitter's database management. Anyway, they're talking about vaccines again, cancer vaccines, and that's what he gassed on about with Trump, who is giving $500 billion to build a data center in Abilene, Texas.
Right.
They're talking a lot of vaccine the other night, and I wasn't too happy about it.
Because?
Well, because that's really the motivation for all the money that they're spending on these data centers, federal money. So I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, well, the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed 2, I would say. This is almost like Operation Warp Speed 2.
And he also, I don't know if he talked about it in his inauguration speech, but in his rally the day before, he talked about how he's going to introduce biometric recording and, you know, because that's the way you control immigration is, you know, to have biometric everything, biometric identification for everybody. And, so it looks like they're really going to close the net on all that stuff. So when he talks about freedom, that's, he speaks with with forked tongue.
Yeah.
And of course, when I mention these things to my pro-Trump friends, of which there are many, who make Rollo look like a cynic about Donald Trump, they said, oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, no, and Donald Trump, yes, he did do warp speed, but that was in his first term when he didn't know what he was doing and he was being led by the nose. You know, this time he's learnt and he's, you know, there are so many excuses for Donald Trump. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's what Rollo likes to talk about. Okay.
I'm talking about the people that I work with and mix with here in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They just keep sending me emails after all the good things that Donald Trump is doing. One after another. Even the Know Your Rights guys are doing it. I agree with Steve Calcified Lies that the guy's a Judas goat. He's here to just wipe everything away.
All right. I know it's Abilene. I just said Abilene just for fun. Are we done with this?
Done with that. I was really just drawing people's attention to this idea that the birth rate, the population collapse, it's all about, you know, the relationship between men and women. All I'm saying is on the statistics that we can find and we've found from many countries, the birth rate is higher than the number of deaths.
So it's not collapsing.
It is
trending down though in Western countries compared to 20 years ago. Can we say it's on a downward trend?
Sure, but I, you know, at the same time, if the number of natural births is higher than the number of deaths in a country,
mm-hmm. population,
there is no right. indication that there's a problem, is there?
Yes, I agree. All right, this is Calcified Lies' YouTube channel here, as you can see.
And if you have a look at that picture, he talks about how Elon Musk is clearly doing a Nazi salute.
Okay, it's time to talk about the salute.
Marcus doesn't sound or talk anything like that.
It's the pause. Well, I don't agree with you, but it's the pauses in between his words where it gets to a point and then he stops for like, it seems like 10 minutes to get your attention.
Yeah, well, it's just a technique. It's just a coincidence. It's just a similarity. It's not the same, though. But I will. This is the one part of your judgment I think is always off. Who the one guy that's is right. Another guy. So that's okay. Yeah. It's a blind spot that I'm willing to overlook. Let's and by the way, on Fakeologist
for entertainment purposes only, and these are just my opinions. And
on Fakeologist.blog, Miles Mathis does explain Elon Musk's role in his opinion.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I agree with it. I agree with parts of it, and I read it on the other show. And it just says Elon Musk's intentional and very public Nazi salute is no different than Richard Spencer's Hail Victory, Hail Trump performance after the 26th inauguration. It was an attempt to damage Trump through the negative visual rhetoric of a fake supporter. In case you haven't figured it out yet, Elon Musk is an actor who plays the role of the world's richest man, as well as an elite PC gamer and corporate CEO. So I agree with all that.
I agree with all that, yeah.
And many people that are following this probably also, I've heard say, they don't think Elon will last till the end of this year as a Trump confidant. But I think I agree with that too. He'll be out unless Trump allows.
Well, my opinion is that he's been put in charge of reorganizing the U.S. government.
And yeah, Doge. I don't think that's happening.
Well, what I think it's going to do is make the bits that need to operate dysfunctional and the bits that we don't want highly functional.
Okay, that's interesting.
You know, I think he's going to make stuff like being able to get a passport dysfunctional, being able to get your benefits dysfunctional, all the stuff that allows you to run, how to organize roads and get the trains to work on time. I think that's all going to be disrupted.
Well, I think it's the opposite. Today, I think he just canceled the CBP1 app, which is the app that allowed immigrants to apply for citizenship apply for entry to the United States from wherever they were in the world. Mm-hmm. And he just shut that down. I think it's going to be replaced with the digital ID.
Absolutely. A biometric.
Based. Yeah. I think that's what, and the immigrant.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we're saying the same thing because I think those bits that we don't want are the bits that are going to be made efficient.
Right.
Right. Like the digital ID and the trying to get a passport is all going to be made much more complicated and more boring and overbearing than it needs to be. I mean, really, no one wants those things, but we're going to get them anyway because it's the unpopular things that are always done by the populist guy.
Yeah.
So you know,
it seems like the Democrat Party is for war. They drag them into war, and the Republican term is shutting the wars down and then just building up the defense. Either way, the military industrial complex always wins.
Yeah.
But it's just a back and forth.
Yeah. And in Australia, it's the Labor Party which privatizes the banks and the national or privatizes the government.
Right.
Bits which the Conservative Party wouldn't be able to get away with.
Yeah, that's the opposite. Yeah, it's always the opposite party to the idea that brings it in.
Yeah.
That seems to be a real modus operandi that people just don't understand.
Well, it's the people that do understand it and then point it out, but as I said, the people I deal with just can't see the idea that Trump will come in, do all these things, and then be painted as the world's worst mistake. And we just can't allow people like Donald Trump ever to be reelected again. You know, we can't have them in charge of that's the nuts and bolts of it, I think.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to call in 810-666-1984, join the studio at shortfake.com/restream. And Kate Emma says they're introducing a voluntary digital ID for the over 18s and for driving licenses here in the United Kingdom, but they're at pains to say it is not mandatory. Yeah, not yet.
And exactly the same situation here, Kate Emma.
Yeah, not here.
Now, someone told me that GST has been got rid of in... There's no GST in Canada? No goods and services tax?
That's a lie.
I thought so. Okay.
That's a complete and utter lie.
Yeah. Great.
Greg Schantz wants to talk.
Hi, Greg.
Greg Schantz from the Fakeologist audio chat. Somebody asked me, how do they find the audio chat? Fakeologist.com/podcasts. Podcasts. Fakeologist.com/audio chat. Search for Fakeologist audio chat on your favorite podcast app, which should be Podcast Addict on Android or Podverse on the Apple. Go ahead, Gregor.
Talking about Trump's second term here and the Dogecoin, I was reminded of what Tiago said when he used to be on the podcast, was that after the president is inaugurated sometime this year, they're going to announce that the financial system is irreparably broken and they're going to reset it. Do you remember when he said that?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we're seeing any signs of that happening.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe this is this going to be an official government coin, this Dogecoin?
I don't think any of that's going to happen.
But what about a central bank digital currency?
No, I don't think that's happening anytime soon either.
I think it will, Greg. I think that's the inevitable.
Not anytime soon, though.
I think they're moving pretty quickly. And as I keep reminding myself, Alice Bailey in 100 years ago now said that 2025 was the year for the externalization of the hierarchy, which I think means that the real masters are going to show who they are.
That's interesting. The real masters are going to show themselves who they are. Isn't each man a master of himself?
Okay.
So I hope yeah, everybody realizes that they're their own real
masters. Let me put it this way, the guys that are doing the moving and shaking are going to be, instead of being hidden, I think they're going to make themselves known is probably really more what I'm thinking, what I imagined Alice Bailey was alluding to. The hierarchy, instead of being...
When did she say this?
Oh, I think it was about 1920. I'll see if I can... Well, we might be able to find that using AI, Tim. Is that possible?
Okay, what's the question?
When did Alice Bailey talk about the externalization of the hierarchy?
Did Alice Bailey talk about the externalization of the hierarchy? Okay. Spelled that wrong. In her book, which was published in 1957.
Okay, so it's only 70 years ago. My apologies, Greg.
Ah, and actually has the citations. Oh, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, this Venice.ai is an interesting bot. It doesn't seem to be as worried about what it says and what it finds. I think it calls itself an uncensored bot. So hat tip to Topo Chico for sending that to me. All right, Greg, anything else?
No, I just wanted to bring up Tiago's prediction, put it into everybody's mind.
Yeah, I haven't really thought much of Tiago lately, so. But thanks for bringing him back up.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
If you're listening, though, Tiago, and if you feel like popping back in, I'm sure you'll be warmly welcomed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I'll warmly welcome him.
Yeah, I like Tiago. I have no problem with Tiago. He was a good guy. I know what's his name didn't like him, though.
What's his name? Good old what's his name?
Velicet.
Oh, yeah. No, that was interesting. Although, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
See you, Greg.
See you on the weekend. Bye-bye. Greg's always on the audio chats for hours and hours. Check him out. And what else we got here? I've got all shots clawed up here because this is the Stargate that I was talking about. And we're going to play a bit of this from Mr. E. I like Mr. E, so let me play this here. Let's see. I guess I'll just play it right off Podcast Addict. It'll play it right here.
Make America Warp Speed Again. So some people were concerned about Mr. Warp Speed coming back into office. And I've tried to discuss this with people, and they just kind of look at me funny. Apparently, you're not supposed to question the Lord and Savior Donald J. Trump or his six-foot-tall companion. However, on his first day in office, he announced a Stargate.
Announcing the formation of Stargate.
I don't know if you noticed, but he even talked about using an executive order because of an emergency declaration.
Design a vaccine for every individual.
This is this Larry Ellison creepola. Have you heard or seen of him before, Frank?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well. No, of course I have. Yeah, he's the Oracle guy.
Yeah.
Person to vaccinate them against that cancer. I'm going to help a lot through emergency declarations because we have an emergency. We have to get this stuff built. And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
This is the beginning of golden age.
As we know, emergency declarations can be used to do just about anything they want. In fact, that's pretty much the pattern. There's an emergency, and we have to take drastic measures to do whatever we want to you. Now, I didn't know there was an emergency right now, but apparently there is, because the Anointed One has told us. And as we know, the obvious solution to any emergency is the V word, which I don't think I'm allowed to say, but Larry Ellison is allowed to say it.
But the result of the investment will be vaccines that prevent cancers, personalized medicine, where we never again run into a problem like COVID-19 before, because we get an early warning. We know when COVID starts, when there are a handful of patients, rather than having to wait until...
Well, isn't it kind of crazy? This is day three or so of the presidency, and we're already back on vaccines and production. It's just... If this isn't the opposite of what people thought they were voting for, I don't know what... The guy just did not even leave it for very long. It's just...
No.
It's just unbelievable. I don't even think a Democrat would have come up with this so fast. But obviously, this was just waiting to launch. So, pretty crazy stuff.
I keep thinking of Cabaret, you know, tomorrow belongs to me. It's all I can hear when I hear this in the background.
Right. And let me just go back to All Shots Clot. And then Tim Truth did something similar on that. We'll play his video.
Hey, everybody. I'm not sure if you saw, but Donald Trump had his inauguration the other day. And it's absolutely crazy what's unfolding here. So look at who he invited to this inauguration. And who's happily standing right behind him.
Which is kind of funny because Trump was supposed to stand for the little guy. And all he has around him are tech billionaires and trillionaires.
Yeah. Kind
of ironic. Opposite inversion.
And he didn't put his hand on the Bible when he swore in.
Yeah. I've never watched that closely before, but yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Zuckerberg, Musk, Bezos, and whatever this Google CEO's name is. And then, of course, you have this piece of shit, RFK Jr. in the background, grinning with a shit-eating grin on his face. I hate RFK so much. I hate all these people so much. And it's clear what's going on here. Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, came out and announced gleefully a new $500 billion project.
Oh, right.
Called Stargate.
It was a billion. Yeah.
Which will generate the next generation of the mRNA tech that he fathered. This time targeting cancer, if you believe that. He announced new private investments to the tune of $500 billion to build the next generation of AI data centers. And they're already hinting at the next pandemic and how they'll utilize these computers to tell us who's sick and what they should be injected with. What mRNA genetic information should they be injected with? And they're even going to tell us before we get cancer.
Anyway, that's another one. I have these on allshotsclot.com. I don't really talk about this sub-blog all that much, but anytime I have a vaccine story, I put it over there. So it's pretty interesting. So that's allshotsclot.com if you want to take a look at that. Tim Truth putting some good truth out there. And what else? I got a post that someone was, the health system in New Zealand was trying to extort Dr. Sam Bailey.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
It was very interesting.
As many of you will know, in 2023, I published a video titled, Will I Be Struck Off? In that video, I outlined the desperate and failed attempts of the medical council to silence me, starting in 2020, when I started exposing the fraud of COVID-19 and virology. The COVID crackdowns were unexpected, and I was one of the first doctors in the world to be persecuted and fired.
What do you think of Dr. Sam? You think she's the real deal?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
I think she is acknowledging that the modern medical system is totally fraudulent from top to bottom. There is nothing in it that is not a deception, including especially cancer, which is the greatest fraud perpetrated on anyone. No, that's a bit of a... There were so many great frauds.
Yeah, there's a lot of frauds.
But yeah, I mean, she's doing a lot of the same things that we talk about. Is looking at old books. Rick, in particular, is a fan of older books.
Yeah, Rick from the audio chat. Rick at theologist.com.
Well, he does his shows here. Oh yeah, audio chat on Saturday nights, Sunday nights. Yeah,
he is here. He is here. He hasn't been on my main show yet. Mainly, I guess he could be. I should have him on. And we just talk about it. He's definitely a huge part of the Fakeologist podcast system. But he's on the audio chats, which is our more informal, rambling, long form audio. Rick starts off for an hour, and then many others join in after. But Rick does a separate show, really.
And one of the things Rick does do is he puts a great store in the older books, and yes, they, you know, and Sam Bailey also has, well, in fact, she's highlighting how many of the books from the 1920s, medical books and so on, how great they were, and
yes,
great advice they were given.
Yes.
And well, I might say that the salt topic is one of those things that they used to call the acid-base balance was a book from the 1940s, which talked about the importance of salt to maintain your acid-base balance. Yeah.
And speaking of Mr. E and trans, this is the front page of the Drudge Report, which I don't normally go to, but lately I have bounced back to it. And what do we have here? We've got, you talk about vaccine.
Wow.
And then we talk about trans. So here we've got this freak show. I don't even know if this really is Bruce Jenner. Honestly, I think it might have been a double female or a mask. Sometimes I think it's hard to believe that is the original Bruce Jenner. And then we have another possible trans up in the corner, Demi Moore. And then below that, we have Melania Trump. So this whole page is just full of Mr. E material. And a couple of the Trump ladies in the back here too. And this one. So pretty interesting. This kind of stuff follows us all around. So that is the Drudge Report.
Skate and Destroy said it looks like Cher. It does too.
Oh yeah. Well, Cher is another one for sure. And then his admitted son went to a daughter and back to son again, or vice versa.
The son will come out tomorrow.
Getting back to the blog before we wrap her up, we've been going for 45. We'll take a call if anyone wants to call in. I think, Frank, do you have any more?
No, look out there with a. I think they were the key things that came across. I mean, I just wanted to, as I said, the birth rate thing has really struck me.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Hey, Zul in the chat says, I'm friends with Tiago on Facebook. He has a girlfriend or had a girlfriend for a bit, and he was going on holidays with her. They've since broken up, and he still travels. It's amazing people put their whole social lives online, isn't it?
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Jeez, it's just crazy. Yeah, I agree. The birth rate thing is a very good fakeologist topic. So so it's not collapsing, but I think it's trending towards at least par in the Western.
Well, in Victoria, it's going up because you were saying it was 33,000. The difference is 36,000 now.
Okay, so it's sort of bouncing up a bit.
Yeah. My daughter's just had two children in the last few years since COVID.
That's very good.
And we were at a children's party, and all of her friends that she was at school with were doing the same thing. There was just babies everywhere.
Well, that's amazing. Good. So there is a lot of hope in Australia.
Australia? Is it, we could, yeah, well...
Yeah, that's what the dollar vigilante calls it.
Australia? No, I know that you call it Australia. I just wanted to emphasize that for other people, that you don't have a speech impediment.
Yeah, okay. All right, we got the beggar calling in, so let's take his call. If I can figure out how to get this thing working. Oh, come on. It's not working right here.
Hey, who is asking me, what insight do you have on tuberculosis? My view is that it is a problem with acidosis in your blood, and that you have temporarily or long-term ended up with an acid blood system.
Hold time, 35
and
seconds.
The correction is to have more salt.
John course. The Beggar, hello.
But this is not medical
Hi,
advice.
How you doing? I'm calling from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. And I was wondering about those population statistics.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this, and I just look at my own life and how few children my peers have had, and myself being zero.
Yeah.
And I was asked, a general question was asked for a sperm donation on a website I go to, and I did put my name and contact number in. I don't know if they'll take me because of my age. And, you know, you always have to be checked out anyways. But I would do that for a sperm donation anyways. But there's so few people have had children. I mean, two kids in my family. My sibling had two. I had none. I had a buddy, and we were the small families in the neighborhood. He had three. One sister had one kid. Another sister had zero. And him and his wife had two. So you're at below rate. I don't see the large families anymore at all.
But the key point I'd make, though, Mr. Beggar, is that the population rise that we've seen in our lifetimes has been gigantic. You know, it's been a very, very large Absolutely. Increase in population. And, I mean, it probably is sustainable to continue on with just having more and more and more children if you have a different kind of lifestyle. But I think if everyone is going to have a V8 car and all that sort of stuff, it all gets a little bit complicated with these giant cities and a bit unpleasant. But I simply was making the point that the video that I've linked first up actually says it's extinction. We're at extinction level rates of birth, where the population is going to fall by a third each generation. And in three generations, it will all be gone. What I'm suggesting
well, I don't think
to you,
it'll ever be all gone.
What I'm suggesting to you is where I observe that the population, the natural births are exceeding the natural deaths, then I cannot see how we're heading for a population extinction.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
I know in China they're way down, and they are in Japan, South Korea, and Russia. And I think you said that. The statistics bear that out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But I think it's just a time of catching up with us here. And then there's going to be the long-term deaths from the poison death jab. I just see a lot of bad things on the horizon. And I see schools, elementary schools being closed. The graduating class sizes are pretty small in most high schools near where I am compared to what they used to be when I graduated. It's just there's a change, and I think it's going to go down. But the population will stay up for a while because people will live longer for a while. But we've gone down from 78 being the life expectancy in the States to 72. And I think it's only going to get worse.
And Australia's also experienced its first two consecutive years of declining life expectancy. First time ever.
I think that's definitely because of that poison jab.
I don't think that's, in my opinion, that's not disputable. However, I'm going to repeat what I said before. If live births exceed deaths, the population is increasing.
I would agree with you there, but I still I would have to look at some of the government statistics with a question mark. I mean, it never surprised me when I meet all the people that took that death jab, and many of them still don't have a clue that it's even poison for them. And they're coming out with all these new mRNA cancer vaccines. And they're trying to get everyone to take lab work to figure out what is your best type of drugs and what potential problems you may have.
Well, this is why I think of Donald Trump as the Judas goat. He is the one that's been trusted. So people that have suspended their suspicion.
I agree.
And it's just like the Labor government of Australia coming in and privatizing all their banks and all their institutions and privatizing their electricity corporations. It is the people that you would at least expect to do this behavior. They're portrayed in a particular way. And they, in my opinion, are just leading lambs to the slaughter, literally
in this case. Definitely. I saw this with Obama when people, I didn't even pay attention to who they nominated. And they said, oh, this guy's going to be president. He's a young man. He's energetic, has a wonderful family. And I thought, what the hell does it make any difference what the person's age is, how much of a family they have or don't have, or whether they're energetic? And people then told me who it was. And I thought, that joker? I'd listened to him in a debate once, and I've heard him speak, and he was a lousy free trade advocate. And I thought, what do you want this bum for? But people look at a smile on someone's face and other stupid things. It's much time, like when I ran for various political offices, and I knew some people that even had said they supported me. And I said, well, what's wrong? And they said, well, you don't have a family or a good paying job. Well, if I had a family and a good paying job, I couldn't spend my time being a politician. The fact that I don't have a family, I said, and I'm going to dedicate my life to you, why would you not want someone like me? And they said, well, you don't have a family. We would question you. Question me about what? These men and these women go in and they have families and they worry about their family and their former employer and stuff like that, and they betray the people. People have such crazy ideas about how to select a political candidate, how they look, and other crazy stuff like that. But
Hold time, 7 seconds.
All right, Johnny. We got another call on the line.
Appreciate the call, John.
Okay. Thanks for hearing me out, guys.
I appreciate it, Johnny. One more call. We're going to cram it in, and then we're going to end it all for the night. Diana, hello.
Hi. Hi, Frank. Hi, Tim.
How are you?
How are you? Calling.
And thanks, good. John, for calling, too.
Frank, do you think the population, for instance, in the United States, the largest population is the baby boomers? Yep. And they range from a certain age to a certain age. And maybe they're considering this, you know, that we're in danger, because even if the births are greater than the deaths, there's going to be a time when a lot of the baby boomers are going to die very soon. It's a big generation, but after a certain bit, it might have like a complete drop off. I don't know about other countries, but do you think that that's what they're projecting? That they don't tell what everything is in the statistics that they're analyzing, like the average age of the country that they're looking at, or you guys?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a demographic. A demographic projection based on what's currently going on. But again, the point does remain that in all of these countries, the population of births versus deaths is still higher. Now, clearly the baby boomers must be moving through as a slab, but my memory of the rest of the demographic is it's a fairly straight line. It's, you know, there is the big bottle of baby boomers, but the rest of it not so much. And that means that these, is it the Gen Z that's giving birth now?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
So they, you know, the population behind them is about the same as they are, by the look of it, in Australia anyway.
Yeah, Tim. Can you ask about what the average age of the baby boomer is now? Like, what is the average baby boomer age for in the U.S. maybe?
Yeah, I could
ask. The last one was born in 63.
But, like, what is the average that's still alive? Like, what is the largest baby boomer group still alive?
Okay. Do you want the median?
Yeah, maybe the median. Because then if they all drop off, you know, if they're within a certain range, like if they're all 72 or something, and then they'll, you know, if the lifespan is only maybe average to like 78.
It's probably a better question is how many baby boomers are there of the population of the U.S. out of the 300 million? How many are over 60?
Yeah, that might be a better question. Because maybe they know that these people are going to be dying soon, and that's why they're talking about this population problem, because they right now there's not one. I'm just using the US.
They said 68. They're just saying 68. The median is 68 and the average is 68. So there you go.
Yeah, so they might have like another at least 10 years, right, of possibly at least.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not including that in those numbers, that they know that the ones are going to, in the next 10 years, going to be gone, and they're a huge population. So then it will be, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if that's whether,
yeah.
I'm not saying that it's not fake news, but you know what I learned from, an Alicia Silverstone, she's an actress, a Canadian actress, from a commercial she just had, that toilet paper is cancerous, that it has formaldehyde in it. I have used a bidet and stuff, but like, so I'm saying to people, try not to use toilet paper. I didn't even know, but it's supposedly cancer. And the chemicals rub off and stay in your body, and they get absorbed through your blood. I don't know if it's true, but it was.
Well, whether it's true or not, Diana.
It's a good one.
I installed a Japanese bidet in our house 30 years ago.
I know you have. That is awesome.
And I have a cheap one that you get for $30. It just hooks up to the water line. It works great. Nice cool
and,
blast.
They work great. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of toilet paper at all. Never have been.
No, it's crazy. It's sort of primitive if you think about it. But in the woods, use a leaf anyway. At least that's got some chlorophyll in it. Maybe that helps.
Well, she was saying that they have chemicals, which I don't doubt. They don't. Yeah. I don't doubt.
The question is, will they hurt you?
Her commercial is saying that it has like formaldehyde in it, and that it remains in your body, like it's absorbed into your skin. So I don't know what kind of test they did. But
the only thing I would say about such an idea, Diana, is that in general, the up until the jabs occurred, the lifespan of men was increasing. It was in Australia anyway.
And we don't talk enough about it, so let's do that.
Your toilet paper is f***ing you in the ass. It's contributing to your risk of cancer. Recent studies found big toilet paper brands contain PFAS, forever chemicals. They never break down and they never leave your body. That's because they use bleach and formaldehyde to process the tree pulp. This is very bad for your health, causing problems like hemorrhoids, UTIs, chronic inflammation, vulvovaginitis. Here's the good news. There's something better. I've been using plant paper for 4 years. It's 100% toxin-free, lab-tested PFAS-free. Honestly, it's even softer than whatever bullshit you're using now. Okay, so it might cost like $15 more per year. That's the cheapest investment in your health that I could imagine. Plant paper, better for the earth.
What is it about these blonde actresses that they deliver messages, but they just seem crazy?
Well,
so the other banner, of course, is tampons.
Yeah, I know that.
Toxic shock.
I actually had a friend whose sister died of toxic shock. So, yeah, that is real. But I think it's funny that she never mentions that bidets are possible. Like you were saying, Tim, you can get them even at Home Depot in the U.S. for like $25, an attachment that goes underneath the toilet
seat. Yeah, they're cheap.
Seat.
You can use that and a towel, and then you wash the towel off.
And, of course, Japanese people, especially the ones, what we call the centenarians now, of which there are nearly 100,000 people over the age of 100 in Japan, for that generation, toilet paper was not a thing.
You know what else? I wonder if they could do studies. Like, do you think bidets help with men's prostates? Like, do you think it helps prevent, like, prostate troubles? But I don't know if it would, but...
I don't know. I think that's a different topic, but I don't want to get into that tonight.
Yeah. I'll let you go.
Yeah,
The AI overview is that in the USA, there are 76.4 million baby boomers.
Okay,
and that's people born between 46 and 1964. So, you know, there's another 20 years left, I'd say, in, well, 10 to 15 years left in those guys. But that's that 76 million will disappear over the next 20 years. And then what did you say the birth rate was in the USA? About 1 million a year. There will be a decrease in the population by the look of it. How many people are
like
born
maybe they're thinking that maybe they're projecting, including people that they're expecting to, like, large groups expecting to pass away due to age.
All right. Well, on that happy health note,
good night.
We'll talk to Diana.
I take it back, Diana. There are nearly 4 million births in the USA each year.
Okay.
So over 20 years, if we just work on all of the baby boomers going in the next 20 years, they will be replaced by 80 million people.
Well, I know for a fact around where I'm from, the population has exploded. So I don't see a decrease. I see an increase of all people from all over the world, including the ones that were already here, having 2 to 3 children.
Yeah. But so let's just go back to that again. So it appears in the USA, let's say 3.8 million live births each year in the USA. And if we say all the baby boomers are going to disappear over the next 20 years, and I think that's reasonably conclusive that there is no clear and present danger of population decline in the USA on that basis anyway.
Yeah, then that makes sense that they're over-dramatizing for some reason. Yeah. I'm not sure why.
Fear, fear, fear.
Okay.
It's always the reason. Hey, we'll see Diana on the audio chat.
Yeah,
thank you, Diane.
Yeah, bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.
Take care, bye.
Good night. And thank you once again, Tim, for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your input. It was sort of a scattered show tonight, but we got...
Well, at least it was FACO-related, though.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you so much, Frank. It's good to hear from you, and we'll see you in a couple of days on the audio chats, I'm sure.
Terrific.
And we didn't even get to talk about, I did post a couple John the Bond clips. He has a good clip show, but you have to pay for that. Or half.
And the more you pay, the more it's worth.
Exactly. And they also, John and Luke, who was a guest here, Reality Skeptic, talked about our show. And there's links to that at fakeologist.blog. And they were also lamenting how Fakeologist doesn't get anywhere with regards to advancing the research. Well, I never said I was a researcher. I am a collator of other people's research that I like to be entertained by. So sorry if we're not going forward fast enough. But there's two people complaining about what they say are people complaining. I guess I see,
in my view, Tim, what you do is provide a forum.
That's right. That's really what my intention always was. It hasn't really changed. And I'll keep doing it while I find it interesting. And I do find it interesting running a website, running the latest software that I can find, running a video platform. That's sort of a hobby. It's not meant to pay well, and it's not meant to change the world, but it's meant to be a forum. Frank, you're absolutely correct.
I'm not really trying to defend or attack you or otherwise. I just think what you're doing is a valuable service, and I particularly appreciate it.
And I will keep doing it as long as you appreciate it. So I really appreciate those words. That actually is extremely meaningful to me, and we'll keep on keeping on. So thank you so much, Frank.
Well, take care. Thank you, everybody, and thanks for the opportunity. Yep.
Thank you, and have a great night. Frank from Geelong, Frank at fakeologist.com. Make sure you contact him. Tell him how much you appreciate his participation on the Fakeologist Network. And you can also talk directly to Frank on your own time, casually, in and out. There's no real schedule. Go to fakeologist.com/audio chat and join our Discord at shortfake.com/Discord. And you can enjoy talking to other fakeologists. All right. Thanks for the week. Don't forget, value for value. Please pay whatever you think the show is worth. fakeologist.com/donate. We really appreciate all the donors. And Frank is a donor. Diana, who called, is a donor. And John, the beggar, provides entertainment via the calls. We appreciate all you guys. And we appreciate all the tips we get at ima@fakeologist.com, Twitter at fakeologist. I do get a lot of information from you guys, so keep sending it to me, and I'll keep posting it. But take care, and see you next time. Bye-bye.